How to balance work and romance. Believe it or not, I'm a romantic guy. If there isn't any romance in my life, then I don't have much incentive to be the best that I can be. That's one reason I love women. They're great motivators. I think any honest man would agree. Romantic pursuits should motivate you to be the best, to keep growing and learning. They should be the basis from which you make a lot of your decisions in life. So when it comes to balancing work and romance, I'm not a believer. There should be no balance. Romance should simply propel you to work harder. To me, work is as important as breathing. It's something I do automatically. I have an inherent work ethic that will never diminish. In the same way, my love for women, especially Melania, is an inherent part of me and the work that I do. These two hungers, for work and for romance, work together in successful people. To me, both are full-out endeavors, endeavors that depend on one another and should never get in the way of one another. I give to both everything I've got, and the effort in the long run is always worth it. How to impress anyone in business. Here are some time-tested rules for anyone working in business that will help you impress people and thus make money. Number one, be on time. Punctuality is essential. You should never tolerate late arrivals and missed deadlines for yourself or from anyone else. Number two, do your homework. Wasting other people's time due to poor planning and thoughtlessness will only leave a bad impression. Number three, make a mental dossier on people. Before meeting people for the first time, do some research on them. People will be flattered if you reference a deal you know they've done or a charity they're involved in. Number four, remember people's names and small details about them. Use both in conversation. People love to hear their names and their stories said out loud. Number five, be honest. Most people can smell a lie and will appreciate honesty, even if it's not exactly what they want to be hearing. Number six, let other people talk. Any business conversation should be two-sided. Number seven, be self-deprecating and disarming. Don't be a bulldozer in business. Save your hardest edge for when you need it most. Some people might think billionaires don't have to impress anyone, but most of us still live by these rules. Your manners, like your money, need to be maintained at all times.